You call that a collection? 12 board games every serious shelf should be able to produce in 2026. Dax here. Let us skip the brochure language and find out what actually works. A serious board game collection is not defined by owning these exact 12 titles, it is defined by covering their 12 jobs. Ticket to Ride welcomes, Codenames gathers a crowd, Jaipur saves a two-person night, the crew cooperates compactly, Azul supplies tactile abstraction, Dominion teaches deck building, Wingspan builds an engine, Spirit Island supplies heavy cooperative brass, Birmingham supplies economics, Dune. Imperium Uprising supplies modern hybrid tension, Nemesis creates an event, and Arkham Horror LCG sustains a campaign. If your shelf has strong equivalents, it passes. Dax has a clipboard and regrettably opinions. This is a friendly shelf audit, not a loyalty oath to 12 boxes. Recent collection retrospectives make one lesson painfully clear. A wall can be huge and still fail when two people come over, when a non-gamer joins, or when the group wants cooperation instead of another 90-minute efficiency engine. So the collection is measured by nights it can produce. Replace any title. Do not leave the role empty. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. What makes a board game collection complete? Coverage, not volume. A useful shelf can welcome a first-timer, save a two-person cancellation, gather six people, cooperate, compete, deliver a quiet puzzle, host a heavy strategy night, and create one ridiculous event. 12 copies of the same 90-minute engine builder are a preference, not a complete toolkit. The recent Perfect Collection and 10-year retrospective conversations are full of experienced owners admitting that expansions, crowdfunding extras, and redundant mechanisms were the easiest purchases to release. The survivors were games attached to recurring situations. Dax audit therefore counts jobs. You may replace every title here with a game your group prefers. You may not claim the shelf is ready for anything while it cannot answer what works for exactly two. Which three games make a shelf welcoming? Ticket to Ride is the gateway, Visible Roots, simple card sets, and enough blocking to feel real. Codenames is the crowd, Team Clues, laughter, and spectators who understand the stakes immediately. Jaipur is the pair, a full tactical arc for the night when only one person arrives. These are not beginner games that become obsolete. They are low-friction games experienced hosts keep because hospitality remains difficult. A serious collection that cannot welcome people is a private archive. If you dislike any title, replace the role with an equivalent. Cascadia for a gentler gateway, Wavelength for a conversational crowd, or Seven Wonders Duel for a more combative pair. The function is sacred, the SKU is not. Which games give a collection mechanical range? Azul supplies open drafting and tactile abstraction. Dominion supplies deck building in its pure form, buy cards, shuffle them into your future, and learn how an engine can clog itself. Wingspan supplies tableau engine building with a presentation that invites rather than intimidates. Together they teach three enormous branches of modern design. They also reveal taste. Someone who loves Azul's denial may want more abstracts. Someone who loves Dominion's controlled card economy may want more deck builders. Someone who loves Wingspan's habitat engine may prefer tableau builders. A collection should help its owner learn what to pursue and what to stop buying. Range is diagnostic, not decorative. Which three games provide serious depth? Spirit Island is the heavy cooperative system, asymmetric spirits, controlled difficulty, and a board that asks players to coordinate without reducing everyone to one quarterback. Brass, Birmingham is the economic system. Shared infrastructure means your coal, iron, beer, and connections can help a rival while advancing your own plan. Dune Imperium Uprising is the modern hybrid, worker placement, deck building, faction influence, spies, and conflict integrated into one tense arc. Do not buy all three as a next step from Ticket to Ride. Choose the kind of pressure your group already enjoys, shared crisis, economic dependency, or tactical conflict. Depth becomes valuable through repeat play. Three unlearned heavy games are not depth, they are a reading list. Which games create the night's ordinary euros cannot? Nemesis is the event horror box, long, unfair, theatrical, and capable of producing a story the table retells. Arkham Horror, the card game revised core, is the campaign doorway, decks evolve, scenarios branch, and investigators carry consequences. The crew mission Deep Sea is the compact cooperative counterweight, 50 missions in a box small enough to travel. A complete collection needs scale changes. Not every story requires miniatures and 3 hours, not every cooperative night should be a silent filler. Nemesis, Arkham, and the crew show how cooperation changes under betrayal, campaign memory, and communication limits. The role is emotional architecture. One event, one continuing story, one compact shared puzzle. Can you substitute other games and still pass the audit? Absolutely. Replace Ticket to Ride with Cascadia, Codenames with Wavelength, Jaipur with Splendor Duel, the crew with Sky Team, Azul with Hive, Dominion with Clank, Wingspan with Everdell, Spirit Island with Robinson Crusoe, Brass with Hansa Teutonica, Dune Uprising with Lost Ruins of Arnak, Nemesis with Mansions of Madness, or Arkham LCG with Earthborn Rangers. The replacement must perform the same night at least as well for your people. Do not substitute another four-player heavy Euro for the party role because you personally prefer Euros. That is how collections become autobiographies that cannot host guests. Dax is not prescribing canon, he's preventing blind spots. How should you cull a large collection, run a 12-month evidence audit, mark the last play date, normal player count, teach friction and which role the game fills. If two boxes perform the same role, keep the one your group requests. If an expansion makes setup worse and rarely changes the decision, detach it from the base box and sell it. If a campaign has been about to start for a year, admit that the calendar already voted. Keep sentimental games deliberately, do not disguise them as active inventory. A memory shelf is valid, a host shelf is functional. The mistake is letting nostalgia, speculation, and weekly use games compete invisibly for the same physical space. Experienced collectors repeatedly report that culling improved play because the remaining choices became legible. What order should a new collector buy these roles? Phase 1, Gateway, Pair and Group, Ticket to Ride, Jaipur, Codenames. Phase 2, choose one mechanism, Azul, Dominion or Wingspan. Phase 3, choose one depth anchor, Spirit Island, Brass or Dune Uprising. Phase 4, add an event or campaign only after the group asks for one, Nemesis or Arkham. Add the crew whenever you need portable cooperation. This order prevents a familiar failure, buying three heavy aspirations before owning the games that create a regular table. Regular tables create demand for deeper games, deep boxes do not create regular tables. The collection grows from evidence and every purchase can explain the knight it enables. Final verdict. A complete collection is a hospitality engine. Own a welcome, a crowd, a pair, a cooperative, an abstract, a deck builder, an engine, a heavy cooperative, an economy, a hybrid, an event, and a campaign. Use these 12 as defaults or replace everyone with a better fit. The joke in the title is aimed at redundant shelves, not people with 6 excellent games. 6 purposeful boxes beat 60 witnesses to an abandoned shopping phase. Frequently asked questions. Do I need these exact 12 games? Number you need the 12 functions. Strong equivalents that fit your group past the audit. What 3 games should a beginner buy first? 1 gateway for mixed experience, 1 dedicated 2-player game and 1 group game. Ticket to Ride, Jaipur and Codenames are the default trio. What is the best first heavy game? Dune. Imperium Uprising for hybrid tension, Brass for economics or Spirit Island for cooperation. Choose the pressure your group already enjoys. How many board games make a collection? There is no minimum, but a useful small collection can cover most real nights with roughly 8 to 12 deliberately different games. How do I know when to sell a board game? When another game fills the same role better for your group, the box has not been requested for a year or setup friction consistently prevents play. Should every collection include a campaign game? Only if the group wants recurring narrative play. Arkham LCG is the recommendation here because Revised Core is a defined doorway. Do not buy a campaign merely to look complete. Why is Nemesis included if it is swingy? Because the event horror role is about cinematic stories rather than pure control. Replace it if your group dislikes unfair failure or player elimination. Are all 12 linked directly on Amazon? Yes. Every product recommendation uses an exact Amazon product detail ASIN and matching product imagery.